What does the Bible say about toxic parents? Do the scriptures offer light in the midst of the emotional darkness that some experience in their homes? Discover how ancient sacred words can resonate powerfully with contemporary parenting challenges. Immerse yourself in a journey of reflection and hope. Interested in more biblical insights? Subscribe to explore more profound themes of faith and life. Chapter 1. The Shadow of Abuse. What does the Bible say about toxic parents? This question leads us to explore a delicate and relevant issue in our contemporary lives and societies. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, we are warned, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Here, provocation is contrasted with loving, divinely guided parenting, pointing out how emotional abuse can profoundly affect children. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 21, the exasperation of children is addressed. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. This verse urges us to reflect on how our actions as parents can discourage and emotionally hurt our children, negatively impacting their emotional and spiritual development. It is crucial to understand that the Bible not only identifies the problem of emotional abuse, but also offers a path of correction and healing. Through these teachings, we are called to be aware of the power of our words and actions in the formation of our children. Discipline and instruction should be imbued with love and patience, reflecting God's own care and attention to us as His children. For us, as contemporary readers, this passage offers not only spiritual guidance, but also a tangible reminder of the responsibility we have as parents or parents-to-be. It challenges us to cultivate an environment of emotional security and spiritual growth in our homes, where God's love is manifested through our daily actions. As we reflect on these principles, we should consider how we can apply them in our own lives and family relationships. How can we improve the way we interact with our children, avoiding any form of emotional abuse and fostering an environment of mutual support and understanding? The study of these passages not only instructs us on how to be better parents, but also on how we can strengthen our family relationships based on biblical principles of love, respect, and mutual care. Chapter 2. The Absence that Torments. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6, we are presented with a painful but important truth. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. This verse underscores the importance of the relationship between parents and children, emphasizing that children find their honor and satisfaction in the presence and commitment of their parents. Paternal absence can lead to deep disillusionment in children who long for and need the guidance and support of their parents to develop fully. The lack of a parent's physical, emotional, or spiritual presence can leave an indelible mark on a child's or adolescent's life. Children may feel abandoned, incomplete, or devalued when they do not experience parental affection and attention. This can result in a search for external validation or the formation of insecure relationships due to the lack of a positive parental role model. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18 warns, "Chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction." This verse highlights the importance of balanced and loving discipline in parenting. Parental neglect to properly correct and guide their children can have devastating consequences. When parents fail in their role of providing clear boundaries and moral direction, children can face confusion and difficulty in making the right choices in life. To better understand these teachings, it is crucial to consider the cultural and social context in which the Proverbs were written. In ancient Hebrew society, the father figure was central to the stability and well-being of the family and the community. The absence or neglect of a father not only affected the family unit, but also the emotional and spiritual development of the children, as well as their social integration. In our day, these biblical principles are still relevant. Many children and youth today experience the absence of one or both parents due to various circumstances such as excessive work, separation or divorce, migration or even death. The lack of a present parent can generate feelings of abandonment, resentment or insecurity in children, influencing their self-esteem and the way they relate to others. As contemporary individuals, we can learn from these biblical passages to reflect on how our decisions and priorities as parents affect our children. Are we physically and emotionally present in our children's lives? Do we provide them with the support and guidance they need to thrive in all areas of their lives? The advice implicit in these verses is clear. The active and committed presence of parents is fundamental to the emotional and spiritual well-being of their children. This involves not only being physically present, but also investing time and effort in knowing and understanding the individual needs of each child. Effective parenting requires patience, understanding, and a willingness to lovingly correct when necessary, guiding children toward healthy growth and a balanced life. By applying these principles in our daily lives, we can strengthen family bonds, foster mutual trust, and help our children develop a strong self-esteem and a positive perspective of themselves and their environment. The wisdom contained in Proverbs urges us to be mindful of our influence as parents and to prioritize the well-being and holistic development of our children at every stage of their lives. Chapter 3: The Control That Suffocates. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 21, we are directly warned, "Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." This passage underscores the need for parents to be aware of how their actions can emotionally affect their children. Exasperating children with unreasonable demands or unrealistic expectations can lead to discouragement and demotivation. This can manifest in feelings of frustration, low self-esteem, and resentment toward parents. Exasperation can arise when parents impose excessively high standards or constant criticism that makes children feel unable to meet the expectations imposed on them. This type of behavior not only undermines children's confidence in their own abilities, but can also create barriers in communication and the parent-child relationship. On the other hand, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, we are advised, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." This verse highlights the importance of balanced and loving discipline that is in line with the principles and values taught by God. Provoking anger through excessive control or emotional manipulation can have adverse effects on the parental and filial relationship, as well as on the emotional and spiritual development of children. Stifling control manifests itself when parents exercise oppressive authority, dictating every aspect of their children's lives without allowing them room to make decisions for themselves or develop their own identity. This can lead to a sense of emotional suffocation and a lack of autonomy in children, who may experience difficulties in establishing healthy boundaries in their personal and professional relationships. In today's society, where autonomy and self-expression are increasingly valued, parents need to be aware of how their parenting style can impact their children's overall development. Authoritarian and controlling parenting can hinder the development of social and emotional skills in children, limiting their ability to face challenges effectively and learn from their own mistakes. For contemporary parents, these biblical passages offer guidance on how to balance authority with respect for children's individuality. Parenting in the training and admonition of the Lord involves teaching with patience and love, guiding children toward informed and responsible decisions while allowing them to grow in confidence and autonomy. It is essential to recognize that true parental leadership does not seek to dominate or control, but to inspire and enable children to develop their full potential under the loving and wise guidance of parents. This involves being willing to listen, understand, and adjust our parenting methods according to the individual needs of each child, promoting an environment of mutual respect and open communication. By applying these teachings in our daily lives, we can strengthen family bonds and foster an environment where our children feel safe to express themselves and grow as whole individuals. The wisdom contained in Colossians and Ephesians reminds us that true authority is exercised from love and divine wisdom, always seeking the well-being and integral development of our children at all stages of their lives. Chapter 4, The Overriding Domain. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, we are warned against provoking anger and exercising control as forms of manipulation in parenting. This passage highlights the importance of a parental authority that does not abuse its position to impose its will on the children, but rather guides them with love and respect toward the training and admonition of the Lord. Provoking anger in children through excessive control can lead to a tense and dysfunctional family environment where children feel coerced rather than guided with understanding and patience. On the other hand, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3, we are reminded, "Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock." This admonition also applies to parents in their role of guiding and caring for their children. Exercising authority in an oppressive or domineering manner can not only alienate children, but also contradicts the example of humility and service that Jesus Christ taught us. Overriding dominance manifests itself when parents use their authority to silence their children's legitimate voices and desires, thus impeding their emotional and spiritual development. This can lead to a lack of self-confidence in children, who may feel unable to make decisions for themselves or express their opinions without fear of retaliation or harsh criticism. In today's society, where autonomy and mutual respect in family relationships are increasingly valued, it is crucial for parents to understand how their leadership style can impact their children's self-esteem and confidence. Exercising wise and loving authority involves actively listening to children, understanding their individual needs, and guiding them wisely toward constructive and responsible decisions. For contemporary parents, these biblical passages offer guidance on how to cultivate a family environment based on mutual respect and cooperation rather than domination and control. Effective parenting involves setting clear and consistent boundaries, but also allowing children to develop their own identity and make decisions according to moral and spiritual principles. By applying these teachings in our daily lives, we can strengthen family ties and foster an environment where each family member feels valued and respected. The wisdom contained in Ephesians and 1 Peter reminds us that true leadership is exercised from humility and service, always seeking the well-being and integral growth of our children at all stages of their lives. Chapter 5, Lack of Affection. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20 reflects the deep sadness a son experiences when he does not receive affection and emotional attention from his father. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. This verse underscores the importance of the affectionate bond between parents and children, where lack of affection can lead to feelings of devaluation and negatively affect the child's self-esteem and emotional well-being. On the other hand, 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 urges us not to limit ourselves to expressing love in words, but to genuinely demonstrate it through our daily actions. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. This passage reminds us that authentic love is manifested not only in our words, but also in our daily actions toward others, including our children. A lack of affection from a parent can leave a deep mark on a child's emotional and spiritual life. Children and adolescents need to feel loved and valued by their parents in order to develop healthy self-esteem and a positive understanding of themselves and their place in the world. When this love and affection are not expressed or are denied, children can experience feelings of abandonment, loneliness, and lack of belonging. It is essential for parents to understand that demonstrations of affection not only strengthen the emotional bond with their children, but also provide a sense of emotional security and a solid foundation on which to build healthy relationships in the future. Expressing genuine love involves being physically and emotionally present, actively listening to children, supporting their interests, and celebrating their achievements, thus showing an ongoing commitment to their well-being and holistic development. For contemporary parents, these biblical passages offer an opportunity to reflect on how they can enhance their emotional connection with their children through daily gestures of affection, support, and understanding. True love goes beyond words and encompasses actions that reflect care and attention to those who matter most in our lives. By applying these teachings in our daily interactions with our children, we can strengthen family bonds and create an environment where love and mutual acceptance are the basis for healthy and nurturing parenting. The wisdom contained in Proverbs and 1 John challenges us to be aware of the profound impact our actions have on the emotional and spiritual lives of our children, motivating us to cultivate relationships filled with love, respect, and mutual support. Chapter 6, Healing and Forgiveness. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32, we are exhorted, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." This passage teaches us the importance of letting go of negative feelings and cultivating attitudes of forgiveness and compassion toward others. Bitterness and anger can ruin relationships, especially between parents and children, if not addressed with humility and forgiveness. The parable of the prodigal son, narrated in Luke chapter 15, verse 20 to 24, vividly illustrates the transforming power of forgiveness and restoration. In this story, the father shows compassion and joy in receiving back his prodigal son, who had squandered his inheritance and lived a dissolute life. The father's forgiveness not only restores the broken relationship, but also shows God's willingness to forgive and reconcile those who sincerely repent. For parents, these biblical teachings offer guidance on how to handle family conflicts and tensions in a way that promotes emotional healing and strengthens bonds. Letting go of bitterness and anger involves recognizing our own failings and being willing to forgive those who have hurt us, especially our children, when there are disagreements or misunderstandings. The example of the father in the parable of the prodigal son challenges us to practice unconditional forgiveness and to receive our children back with love and understanding, regardless of their past mistakes or decisions. This act of forgiveness not only restores peace within the home, but also models divine forgiveness and teaches our children about the importance of acknowledging our faults and seeking reconciliation. In a world where family relationships can be complex and often filled with conflict, the message of Ephesians and Luke's parable remind us that forgiveness is a powerful tool for emotional healing and the restoration of broken relationships. By practicing forgiveness and mercy within the home, we can create an environment where love and mutual respect prevail over resentment and division. By applying these teachings in our family life, we can cultivate an atmosphere of forgiveness and grace that strengthens the bond between parents and children and promotes an environment of spiritual and emotional growth. The wisdom contained in Ephesians and the parable of the prodigal son invites us to reflect on how we can be agents of peace and reconciliation within our own families, following our Heavenly Father's example of forgiveness and love. Chapter 7, Redemption in the Divine Grace. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 10, the psalmist confidently proclaims, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me." This verse reflects the deep conviction that God is a father who never fails or abandons his children. Although family relationships can be fragile and sometimes disappointing, God's promise to be present and welcoming to those who trust in him is a constant source of comfort and strength. On the other hand, Romans chapter 8, verse 15 to 17 reveals to us the wonderful truth of our adoption as children of God. "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." These verses teach us that through faith in Christ, we are adopted by God as his beloved children. This implies a glorious inheritance, the opportunity to experience and share in God's unconditional love and redemptive plan for our lives. As children of God, we can trust in his faithfulness and his ability to transform our earthly family experiences through his infinite grace and love. For those facing challenges in their family relationships, these passages offer comfort and hope. They remind us that, beyond any disappointments or pain we may experience in our family relationships, God is present as a compassionate and faithful Father who sustains and guides us every step of the way. As we reflect on the Psalm and Romans, we can find motivation to cultivate family relationships based on forgiveness, grace, and mutual love, reflecting the love that God shows us every day. May our families be places of reconciliation and spiritual growth, where God's love shines through our actions and words. May God's redeeming grace fill your family relationships with peace and reconciliation. May his unconditional love transform any pain into hope and restoration. Interested in exploring more inspirational topics of faith and life? Subscribe to receive more biblical reflections and teachings to strengthen your spiritual and family journey.